Welcome to this week's edition of From Out of the City. My name is William DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet, and I'm coming to you from Radio City of Legends, courtesy of the City of Legends website. This program is also available through the Apple iTunes Music Store. This week, this weekend, April 1st, not just April Fool's Day, but also the first day of National Poetry Month here in the United States. Celebrate by reading some poetry this month. As is not my usual, I'm going to open this week's program with a poem not of my writing. And since we don't have any other guests this week, from there I'm going to go into a few other pieces of business, a little poetry news. And we're going to end the show with the official premiere of my composition, Karma for Kisses. But first off, we have somebody, a lady by the name of Hilda Doolittle, who wrote some really remarkable work in the first part of the 20th century. And recently a friend of mine told me of a poem of hers that she really admired. And after reading through it again, I decided to include it in my show this week. Ms. Doolittle is no longer with us. She passed away in 1961. But I would recommend looking her up on the web or in your local library, becoming more acquainted with her works. The name of this poem is Sea Rose. That's S-E-A, Rose. Rose, harsh rose, marred and with stint of petals, meager flower, thin, sparse of leaf, more precious than a wet rose, single on a stem, you are caught in the drift. Stunted with small leaf, you are flung on the sand, you are lifted in the crisp sand that drives in the wind. Can the spice rose drip such acrid fragrance, hardened in a leaf? Again, that was Sea Rose by Hilda Doolittle. Over the past few weeks, I've been experimenting with some new styles, not only of writing, but also of starting the process. And one of them was, I composed some music using Apple's GarageBand, which is a wonderful tool. And after composing a piece that I liked, I put the headphones on and I just played it over and over, until the rhythm and the melody and the structure all became second nature to me. And I found that just as an artist might spray a canvas with his airbrush until he sees something in the random shapes, words and phrases began to take shape in my mind. And one of those poems took the form of the poem Kisses for Karma, which we'll be getting to at the end of this show. But the other one that came out of this listening session was a piece which I call Memory Calls, which I'd like to share with you at this time. Memory calls as the gray facade falls, and I remember you just as you were. Kisses that linger, God sent in a ringer, to humble me when I thought I was sure. You were temptation to my concentration, a bright point of light in the night. Princess and goddess, and not to seem modest, but I worshipped your essence so bright. So what is left for me but reflected glory, a story in words that seems pale to what we then shared when we did what we dared and we found our Olympus the scale. Now, no insult to that piece. I enjoyed that writing that piece. I've enjoyed reading it. But it wasn't exactly right for the music that I had composed. And so the other piece, Kisses for Karma, was the one that won out. If you're interested in the text of that piece, or the text for Kisses for Karma, or many of my works, you can find me on the web. A large number of my poems, about 400, can be found on my official website at www.cityoflegends.com. There's also about 150 of my works at authorsden.com, and I often post new works there. And you can always, through my City of Legends website, get to my blog, where I'll sometimes compose stuff live online, and just seconds after I write it, it'll be available to my readers. You might want to check on that from time to time. You can come in through City of Legends, or you can go to cityoflegends.blogspot.com. As I mentioned earlier, this is National Poetry Month. I would encourage you, if you write, write something about poetry in and of itself. If you're not a writer, certainly read some poetry this month, but also try to take in at least one poetry event. It can be a book signing at your local bookstore, a reading at a local club, even one of the open mics. I know that I'm known for being a little down on the open mic phenomenon, but there is actually some very good work there, and even in the worst arrays, there's always at least one voice that resonates and is of quality. It just might take a little more digging than you'd want. Put forth the effort. It's National Poetry Month. Get with it. In other news, I just earlier this evening spent some time with Daniel S. McTaggart, whose new book, Midnight Muse, in a convenience store, will be coming out in about 5 weeks. It looks to be a terrific book. I was actually helping him with the cover design, so who knew? I also hold in my hands a copy of Marie Laureano's latest book, which is entitled The Fairy Tale Journals. I recommend this book highly. Not to children, though. Marie has a gift for very strong, very earthy, very direct, erotic poetry. And if you're a grown-up, wonderful. If you're a kid, it's really not for you guys. You know, find something else to read. I understand your desire to be all grown up. Believe me, I was that age once myself. But there are some things that can wait. Enjoy where you are now. Don't be in such a rush to grow up. The book is terrific. If you want more information on it or a way to order it, you can go to Marie's website. That's www.furryverse.com. That's F-U-R-I-V-E-R-S-E. And the name of the book is The Fairy Tale Journals. And please, by all means, take a look at it. It's terrific. For those of you who live close enough to my area, at this time I'm sojourning about an hour south of Pittsburgh, I would recommend that if you have a chance on the 22nd of April of National Poetry Month, you swing by Barnes & Noble. The Barnes & Noble in Morgantown, West Virginia. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be doing a signing and a reading of some of my works. If you can't make it around for me that week, the next Saturday, Irene McKinney, who is the Poet Laureate of West Virginia, will be reading and signing her books. She's a terrific poet. We're from two totally separate genres, but I respect her work immensely. And as I said to a friend the other day when asked me for my opinion of her work, I said, I'll take the rest. She can be the Poet Laureate of West Virginia. She's a terrific lady, and she's well worth hearing. So if you do have a chance, that's April 22nd, myself at Barnes & Noble in Morgantown, West Virginia, April 29th, Irene McKinney. I can't help it. I'm going to have to share this piece with you. One of my favorite short pieces of fiction ever is The Cask of Amontillado by Edgar Allan Poe. I just think it's a wonderful work, and I actually won a prize in a short story contest a few years ago over at Cybervines when I created an alternate view of how the story came about. But anyway, I was messing around with some of the aspects of the story, and I wrote a little poem, and a word stuck in my head, so I went back and reread some of the material of Poe's and looked up the word arabesque. He often described his poems and short stories as being of the arabesque, arabesque as opposed to the grotesque. And I'll leave it to you to look up to see the distinction yourself. It is a real word. It does have real meaning. But I scribbled down these lines, and it's a poem that I called Arabesque that's written from the point of Montresor, who is the protagonist of the story, A Cask of Amontillado, viewing his friend Fortunato, who is about to find himself buried alive. And here it is. My treasure, my pleasure, most fortunate one, be merry with sherry I've hid from the sun. And if you continue to harden my heart, be aware in my stare lays a grim work of art. For those of you who like to do a little deconstruction, Montresor's name in French means my treasure. Fortunato's name in Italian means the fortunate one. Amontillado is a type of sherry, and he supposedly hid it from the sun, deep in the catacombs. And as he leads Fortunato down into the catacombs to his grim fate, Fortunato insists upon continuing to make fun of him, which could only harden his heart and guarantee that Montresor would follow through with his plan. So there you have it, the poem Arabesque. Now, for the cap of the evening, the piece I call Kisses for Karma. What I did in this piece, I constructed music using GarageBand, tweaked it until I really liked what I had. I was very pleased with the result. No credit to me, I have no capacity as a musician. David Bowie was right. One day it'll be an issue of the conceptualization rather than the talent that matters as the tools become more and more sophisticated. And after I had this piece of music, I meditated on it repeatedly, producing both the poem I did a little bit ago and this one poem, Kisses for Karma, which I then laid down as a reading track along with the music. The whole piece runs approximately 3 minutes and 15 seconds. And if you want just the piece itself, you can go to my website, cityoflegends.com, or you can go to authorsden.com, and you would be able to download from either location. If you have your sound turned up, you might want to turn it down just a tiny bit right now. At about the 2-minute mark, when the horns come in, you'll understand why. So without further ado, and as our nightcap for tonight, for From Out of the City, I give you, for the first time, Kisses for Karma. Kisses for Karma, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. Where is my goddess? What is my dream? Where is the promise that answers the theme? Shall I seduce you? Or am I too late? As you slide from my rescue, rejecting your fate. Kisses for Kala, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. I am forever bound to your light. Let this be more than a memory of night. Kisses for Kala, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed. Kisses for Kala, dreams of the damned, lost in the silence as doorways are slammed.